the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.
I have a dream. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, every mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. Free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty, we are free at last! These excerpts from Martin Luther, King Jr., that is, from his I Have a Dream speech delivered in 1963, remind us that we all have such a great desire to be free. But our text says, we have never been slaves to anyone. And then Jesus says to the Jews, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And Jesus also says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father but by me. To know Christ means to know the truth. And only in Christ, who is the truth, can you be free. When Christ says, I am the truth, and the truth shall set you free, what Christ is saying is, I am the only one who can set you free. Now calls have been assigned, placements have been received, but are we really free? Are we free not to do our homework and blow off our classes for the rest of the quarter? Are we free to do whatever we want to do and to say whatever is on our mind? Oh, we are freed. We are freed to serve. We are freed to be slaves. As St. Paul says, I am a slave of Jesus Christ. The Jews didn't get it, and neither do we. We are doulos, slaves to sin. We sin daily and fall short of the glory of God. For Jesus says, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. We are all slaves to sin. And if slaves, we must have a master. But far too often, our master is Satan. We are slaves to the ways of this world, we are slaves to the devil, and we surrender far too easily to the ways of the flesh. Wrath, greed, sloth, pride, lust, envy, gluttony, you name the sin, and we are a slave to it. The chains of slavery, sin, drag us into the bowels of hell. But our text says, the slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Free to be a slave. That's what it means to receive a call. You are free to serve that congregation in love. Yes, we are slaves. And yes, we have a master. And only the master's son can set us free. We cannot set ourselves free, no matter how hard we try. But Christ, in his death and resurrection, sets us free from the bondage of Satan. We are free because we have a new master who paid our debt, who gave up his only begotten son to die in our place in order to free us from the chains and whips of Satan's oppression, we are no longer slaves, but we are now sons. And as sons, we are now free to serve Christ. Christ has won that victory over the power of Satan. He has freed you by washing, feeding, and forgiving. You are free. You are free to serve your neighbor in love. You are free to receive all the benefits that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has in store for you. You are free to be a slave of Jesus Christ. Christ stands in our place so that you are no longer slaves to the devil, but you are blameless and free before God the Father. As seminarians, pastors, deaconesses, you are free to serve your neighbor. You are free to strive for justice and peace. You are free to show concrete acts of mercy to all of God's creation. Through holy baptism and the Lord's Supper, you have been freed from sin, death, and the power of the devil. We are freed so that we might live and serve our one and only triune God. We no longer have to say, "I have a dream," because in Jesus, we now have the certain promise and reality of being freed in Christ, freed to serve. Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty and His Son, Jesus Christ, that we are free at last. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.